these questions playing with the fears of my mind daily, testing the very faith the world has attempted to destroy since the beginning of time. The isolation of myself cripples the spirit of courage, stifling the ideals we deeply believe but reluctantly pursue.
The relationship with Black man's mother is key to his development. This relationship is key to what woman means to him. Most Black men are emotionally illiterate due to slavery and the Willie Lynch syndrome.
Imprisoned, I wake every day in agony, lost to the fear of what has been created. What has been gently fed to my soul, festering as it grows. I never knew freedom until I truly knew what prison was.
During slavery, mother was mentally trained to weaken the mind of son in order to physically protect him. It goes back to saying of what mothers have done for years. Love our sons, train our girls.
That pain, the torture, the bars, four walls, the humiliation, the isolation, the loathing, the devotion, the ideal, the prideful, selfish desires, we all will be a part of the destruction of the man I created.
Continue cycle.
Slavery and current living situations. Most Blacks grow up in poverty. This mindset is stored and blocked in our memory, in which usually shows up in our adult life. Most men have been raised by others outside of their immediate family or by single mothers with no positive image of man present. So many influences, good versus bad.
We are strong because we believe. We are here because we obey. We live because our mission is simple. We must free our people, but first we must embrace the fear that speaks to us in the silence of the noise that surrounds our hearts. The question is not how you live or what you will live for, but what will you die for and how will you live in that death? Dry tears flow freely as the night flirts with the moon, seducing my flesh. The torment whispers loudly, reminding me of the path paved for us, soaked in the blood of the innocent, to free the guilty, and how he freely chooses to live for us, the weak, the sick, the sinner, me. My time will come, for I am nothing more than debris in the eye of the storm.
To unlock and unblock and ignite the God energy in man. So you ask, how would I know if she's my queen? Well, ask yourself these three questions. Does she encourage you to seek your creator? Does she love you for you, not for what you have? Does she speak life into your being by bringing your potentials to life?
Does she?
If you answer yes to these questions, congratulations, you've found your queen. Seek God and ask him to bring forth a true queen of God. Does she encourage you to seek your creator? Does she love you for you, not for what you have? Does she speak life into your being by bringing your potentials to life? Yes? Congratulations. You've found your queen.
Encourage. Love. Speak. Life.
encourage you to seek a creator? Does she love you for you, not for what you have? Does she speak life into your being by bringing your potentials to life? If you answer yes to these questions, congratulations, you've found your queen.
Encourage, love, speak, life. Encourage, love, speak, life.
Seek God and ask Him to bring forth a true queen of God. This is the affirmation.
Its own polarity manifested two energies, the feminine and the masculine, eternal mates from one divine soul. If you really want to come to birth in this world, then your soul must pass through the portal of mother. In fact, that is all there is, all that exists, mothers who give birth to sons. I know it gets complicated. Mothers bring forth more mothers, and sometimes she bears a son. He grows up in his ways, becomes a father, a brother, an uncle, a friend. It's a great lesson in life. How should a mother treat a son? And how should a son treat a mother? Keep it simple. Learn to obey, love, communicate, and respect one another through good times and bad, for richer or poor, for better or worse, till death do us part, my son. Thank you.
in, up and down, lost and confused, seeking search, trying to find what lies beneath, counting the turns, wanting to stop.
Constant battles rage in my soul, soiled with passion while saturated with hate. Love entangles my sorrow and trapped in disgust, burning holes in my flesh, attempting to gain control.
I am a blood born again pathogen. Fierce, I've always evolved like the flu. To infinity and beyond, locked in a box on a shelf. Man, I'm praying they never let me out. The purging fear of the contagion rips through the minds of the masters. Hundreds of years in captivity, dehumanized and droned like soldiers, enshrined on a throne. Worried that my mind would multiply like a sign, infecting peons like the plague, 400 times in history. No internet, man, y'all phones live LTE in the capital Rome.
Proud like a king on his island, standing on Earth's back. Glory will defeat the armies of the strong, crippling them at their knees like boats enslaved to the waves at sea. Supplying their nectar right from the trees, sacrifice the lives of a few for the survival of the crew. The credo to life, the testament of faith. Wait. Five fundamental wounds was an art masterpiece while we catch and release.
I will wage war.
The two-way street of loose meat fills our bodies fused by eternal heat. Skilled at warfare, silent assassins, I'm swept off my feet. Senseless we become to the word that echoes in our ears. Slow claps encourage tears. This is the beginning of numb fear. Mindless acts of infiltrated ignorance perpetuated by unadulterated sin that feeds those tears which turn to dust as desires are transformed into lust. Why? Why am I stripped of my purity only to become emotionally high, drugged as if your love was laced?
The amniotic fluid that runs through your lungs, birth to oxygen, your life was undone. I am the essence of life that stimulates the heart to beat and coordinates the movement of the tongue. I am the iconic gas inhaled in your nose, gasping for air you finally froze. Realize that this chapter of this story has finally closed. So welcome to the dissertation of my autobiography, self-titled, I Am.
How longer must she wear this mask, masquerade? Pain in her stomach as she parade. How vague, her hope lost in a vision, domestic to the violence. Sinking like quicksand, mouth moved but she silenced. Her dreams cloudy filled with rain and rolling thunder. Pain take many forms, savagery she wonder. Is there a hope for one like me, she thinks. Memory of Negro spirituals hummed at the sink. Begging for a peace of mind, heart explode, landmine. Thoughts gotta take flight, landmine. The battle within, this inner man, inner one man. Abandoned by a father, he struggled with this inner man's game. Called life, must she play? Non-verbal speak louder, she listen to what they say.
What they said I would be, what they said I should be. I'm letting go. ego of who they said I should be, who they said I should be. The world is mine, the world is yours, the world is ours. The world is mine, the world is yours, the world is ours. And I'm finding me, creating my destiny. Take my pride. I won't let them take my pride. I won't let them take my pride. They won't take my pride. Can't nobody take my pride. I'm letting go. I'm letting go. I'm letting go.
Body is a vehicle to move and operate in this earthly realm. The human body is a combination of organs, blood, vessels, cells,
your spirit,
which is your truest self, and energy. The space between the physical body and your spirit is an energy field called chakra. There are seven main chakras in the body that control energy flow. The seven chakras are
root chakra
is related to survival and material needs.
Sacral chakra
is related to physical desires.
Solar plexus chakra
is related to power and control.
Heart chakra,
well, you know, is related to love. Yeah.
Throat chakra
is related to speaking your truth.
Third eye chakra
is related to intuition.
And the crown chakra
is related to receiving direct thoughts from the divine God. Chakra is the space between the physical body and spirit. It's the energy flow. When there is a block or misalignment in between the spirit and physical body, it blocks the flow of energy. Blocked chakras cause disease and disorders in the physical body. The blockage in the chakra can also cause block in mental, which blocks purpose in life. My discovery is that man's second chakra is blocked. Realize the spleen area, second chakra, sacral chakra, is related to physical desire. It's bound up in a lot of men. Most men haven't felt this type of energy, so it awakens the libidinal sexual energy. Realize as you evolve spiritually, your gates open, which heightens sensuality. Meditation is necessary so that you can learn energy outlet. Most men know the friction, but not the energy. As a man, that type of energy touch is a touch they desire, so response will be strong if it hasn't been experienced. The arousal is a sign of it being pent up. More to come. My next audiobook, Awaken the King, a meditative CD coming to you.
Chakra.